$50 million raised so far by the combined federal campaign of the National Capital Area. Over the next few weeks, the CFC hopes to raise another $17 million to hit its goal. Linda Washington is the chair of the local federal coordinating committee of the CFC-NCA. She's also a senior policy advisor for community initiatives at the Department of Transportation, so she's a little bit busy right now, and she joins us with an update on the giving season. It's always great to have you on the show. Welcome back, Ms. Washington.
Good morning. It's great to be back. How are you both doing?
We're doing great, getting ready for all of the giving season. And we wanted to know from you how the campaign is going, where things go from here.
Well, I will tell you, you're right, it is a wonderful time of the year, the season of giving, when we as federal employees can share our blessings with so many others. The campaign is going great. As you mentioned earlier, we are over $50 million, and we're tracking very, very well because we're actually above where we were this time last year. So things are just going great.
So are you going to make that, I think it was $70 million was the goal.
Oh, it was 67 million.
67.
Over 67 million, Tom.
But if you hit 70, that'd be okay too.
Absolutely.
So what happens next now? I mean, will it still come in once Christmas has passed already and people start thinking about next year or New Year's Eve? Do they still keep it in mind at that point?
Oh, absolutely. There's still events going on, even though, you know, a lot of people are off on celebrating the holidays. We're still collecting money. You know, we have online giving, and so feds can go to www.cfcnca.org 24/7 and make their pledge. And there's still, as I said, events going on, and the campaign actually runs through January 17th. So, and we get the bulk of our money then, so feds will continue to give.
I wondered about that, because last time you were on, we talked about some of those outreach programs. But since then, you know, we've heard about things like spending freezes, budget freezes, salary freezes. Uh-huh. You know, the freeze is the key word here. Has that frozen donations, or are people as being as generous as they feel like they can be? How has that impacted what you have to do?
Well, you know, we as feds feel very, very fortunate. It has not affected the giving of federal employees at all. We hear personal stories from our coworkers who are in need, and we hear personal stories from charities who are in need. We meet with the charities through charity fairs, and so we know that the need is great. And we're public servants. We fulfill our missions on a daily basis and what we do in our federal agencies, and also we always have a spirit of giving back. So it really hasn't affected the campaign.
And so, by the way, we are talking to Linda Washington. She's chair of the local federal coordinating committee and from the Transportation Department. So starting next year, we end on the 17th of January, but you said there's some events that are happening between now and then. What are you doing to help on the event side to raise people's awareness in the time remaining?
Well, you know, we're continuing to have charity fairs. And in addition, a lot of events revolve around food. And so there are chili cook-offs, there are bake sales, there are white elephant sales. After the first of the year, I bet you're going to see a lot of 5K walks and runs as we try to get some of the pounds off from the holiday eating. We've had a lot of tailgate parties. A lot of agencies are planning New Year's kickoffs, if you will, for the CFC. So you're going to see some really fun events. HUD has had a cruise theme, and they're going to continue that. A lot of people are having talent shows. So you're going to see some really interesting events happen, and the momentum will continue. Federal employees are really energized about this.
Now, your boss, Secretary LaHood, has designated through the FAA Santa One as a new type of, you know, next-gen compliant aircraft that's going to be coming through. I wonder if there's some way you could tie that into the CFC.
Well,
that's my idea.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. I will certainly mention that to him. I know also that they have equipped Santa's new sleigh as well to deliver all of those toys. Actually, one agency did have a paper airplane throw as a fundraiser. So folks, employees would sign up and pay a certain amount, and they would have a target to hit their paper airplane. So I will certainly mention that as a activity to to Secretary LaHood, who, by the way, has been very, very supportive of this campaign. He has done CFC blogs, broadcast messages, public service announcements. So I'm very fortunate to be working at the Department of Transportation. A lot of agencies have really supported this in such a great way. The leadership has been incredible. If you go to some of the websites of some of the agencies, their CFC is front and center. So now, we're very grateful.
I wanted to clarify some confusion because we've been getting emails over the past couple of weeks from some audience members who are confused about the deadline. You had said earlier in the interview the deadline is January 17th, right?
Correct.
Is that an extension?
It is an extension.
Okay.
And, you know, for the past several years, we've had an extension into January because we want to be able to make sure that we raise the maximum amount of dollars. And feds have been used to having it extended. So John Berry has given us an extension until January 17th.
Now, did you have any hiccups with your website that you know of? The reason I ask is because some people approached us and said, we can't donate through the website because it says it's closed, even though we thought there was an extension. I just wanted to clarify that for our audience, if they can still give, if there's an issue with the website.
There is not an issue with the website, and I haven't been aware of any issues with our website, so I'm glad you brought that to my attention. I will certainly check into that, but no, we've had, in fact, people have loved the website.
Yeah.
And giving and donating online. It helps with our Go Green initiative. As I said, it's easy, it's confidential, it's just a fabulous way to give. Young folks like it also.
Okay, so they should still go to the website.
Absolutely.
Still give. They've got till the 17th.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Linda Washington is chair of the local federal coordinating committee of the combined federal campaign of the National Capital Area. She's senior policy advisor for community initiatives at the Department of Transportation. Promise me you'll have a Merry Christmas.
I absolutely will. And promise me that you and Amy will have a wonderful, wonderful holiday and a happy new year. And thanks for all of your support of the combined federal campaign.
All right. You take care.
You too.